Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thursday morning with Ben and Woods. This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Tyrrell Hatton, 2 under par, leading the U.S. Open.
Who?
Tyrrell Hatton.
Tyrrell?
T-Y-R-O-L-L, I believe.
Tyrrell Hatton.
Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Charles Howell III, part of a group of 1 under. Tiger Woods just had his second consecutive sand save par. He is even through three at Winged Foot, 120th edition of the U.S. Open. It's Ben and Woods. We got a Randall report coming up here. Good show, though, today, Woods. We will be talking U.S. Open golf with Jason Sobel.
Nice.
From the Action Network at 6:35. Always one of my favorite golf guests that we can get on during major week. So he'll join us later this hour. We have our NFL Insider report on Thursdays. Jim Trotter from the NFL Network will be checking in with us at 7:35. So that's definitely an A-lister. And then we'll talk Padres-Dodgers and wrap up the recently concluded three-game series with Dylan Hernandez, columnist for the LA Times, coming up at 8:35 this morning. So, busy guest-wise.
Now, before you freak out, not you, the listener, and you know, accuse us of Dodger-loving by having Dylan Hernandez on. I mean, Dylan is about as fair and balanced as you can get. In fact, Dylan's new article, which we will talk to him about today, last night was, are the Dodgers heading for another postseason melt? The Dodgers could be on their way to another crash and burn October. Pitching still figures to be a problem for the Dodgers.
It's surprising how pro-Padres and anti-Dodgers the LA Times has been lately.
Yeah.
Bill Shakin just wrote recently a glowing Padres piece about how, you know, this team is for real and what an amazing season they're having. Dylan Hernandez is questioning the Dodgers' ability to finish it off this year after their good start. So, yeah, it's not the LA Times is it doesn't mean that we're going Dodger heavy here. We're just getting some perspective on the NL West.
Yeah, no doubt.
Coming up later in the show today. You mentioned in our first hour, as I was driving in, the Zoom meeting, the corporate Zoom meeting.
Boy, that was
something,
wasn't it?
It really was. It was a full hour long.
Yeah.
And for some reason, and this almost never happens in my house anymore, I got home and I had it on my phone and I was sitting in our living room and all of a sudden kids are on their recess break from school. They've got like 20-25 minute break. So they come down at the same time. Shelly is also sitting down there. She's always walking or something. She's never there. We're all there and we're all just listening into the meeting and they are absolutely just kind of stunned because they don't do
right
Zooms. They don't understand. They're not corporate people.
Correct.
So they don't understand what it is like. And as they are just looking at each character, having to introduce themselves, and you're trying to make an impression, which is the worst thing. It's trying to make an impression on Zoom is one of the hardest things of 2020.
Yeah, less is more.
Because you can't either. Yeah, less is more. Fine. Then you'll be instantly forgotten.
Fine.
Which is what you're probably going for and I'm going for. But if you feel like I need, this is an important meeting for me, this is an important first impression, the only thing you can do is kind of do a bit, be a character, dress funny.
Yeah.
There was one guy who was dressed
like, you look like Borat. He was like,
what's up with the vanilla face?
He looked like Borat.
He did.
I mean, he had like a bright, loud shirt and a bright red hat and just bits
I don't know
everywhere.
Who some of these people were on our Zoom meeting. Our boss, Adam Klug, got compared to Pee Wee Herman at one point.
He broke my heart for him.
And it wasn't off.
Right? I didn't hear him respond to that.
He made the Pee Wee Herman noise, I think.
Oh, he did?
He did, yeah. He leaned into it.
I unmuted and just said, oh my God, and then I muted again. So, yeah, everyone has their little bits that they like to do on Zoom, and I just, for me, let's get through this thing. We're all in it together, remember? Just, we don't, the jokes and the I haven't shaved, and we've heard them all at this point. I'd like to just let's brass tacks this MF-er right now. That's what I like to do. Let's get down to brass tacks.
Oh, our brass tacks today are going to be some Padres baseball. We've got our Padres wrap-up just ahead, so why don't we jump right into today's edition of the Rindle Report. Take it over, executive producer Paul Rindle.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Morning, Paulie.
Good morning, guys.
Paul, in case you're curious, and I know you are, new leader at the U.S. Open, Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
2 under par, just birdie.
I'm trying to watch, but the Golf Channel is just not working in the studio computers here. It's like there's a massive hurricane going on outside or something. It keeps cutting out and cutting back in, so it's not going to work for me.
Weather's gorgeous in upstate New York right now.
Let's be honest. Intercom's probably cutting the cable in the studio.
As we speak. They're like, we're going to get rid of the Golf Channel first. Okay.
Yeah, ASAP.
All right. So this story from yesterday was just amazing, and it totally floored me. It's from ESPN. Former WNBA star Maya Moore announced yesterday that she and Jonathan Irons, whose wrongful conviction she helped overturn.
Yes.
They got married over the summer. Moore and
so
Irons
awesome.
Appeared on Good Morning America yesterday to share the news. Take a listen to some of this audio.
We wanted to announce today that we are super excited to continue the work that we've been doing together, but doing it as a married couple. So we got married a couple months ago, and we're excited to just continue this new chapter of life together. I met Jonathan when I was 18. I was about to be a freshman at UConn, and my godparents and my great uncle introduced me to him and his story and his case being wrongfully convicted. He had been in prison over a decade at that point, and so I was just interested in learning, got to know him, and over the last 13 years, we have just developed a friendship and just entered into this huge battle to get him home. And just over time, it was pretty clear what the Lord was doing in our hearts. And now we're sitting here today, starting a whole new chapter together.
So if you are unaware of this story or forgot about it, Maya Moore paused her playing career in February 2019 to help overturn Jonathan Irons' wrongful conviction. Now 40 years old, Irons was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 1998 after he was convicted of breaking into a Missouri home and twice shooting a homeowner. In March, a judge ruled that prosecutors had suppressed fingerprint evidence that would have strengthened his defense. He was released from prison on July 1st. And like I said, Maya, she was the WNBA, but she was a four-time champion, a league MVP, and she put that all on pause to help this guy. And it was already a great story that she put her career on hold to help him, and I thought it got even better yesterday learning that she was helping the man that she loved.
That's freaking awesome.
So,
man,
when he went into jail, I mean, she was just a child, so they didn't know each other. She didn't meet him, you said, until he had already been in prison for like a decade. And then she kind of devoted herself to this fight to get his conviction overturned.
Yep.
Successfully did that recently. And then the two of them have now gotten married.
So rad.
This is going to be a movie.
There's no doubt.
Oh, unquestionably, in a few years, like 4 years from now, you will see the movie of this story. I mean, it's like screams Hollywood screenplay all over it.
You know what it's called? It's going to be called Love Wins.
I like it. Because of the basketball. It's not bad. Now, let me...
Last second shot.
Now, let me turn this around, though.
Three-pointer.
We don't...
Buzzer beater.
Buzzer.
We have no qualms about it because it's Maya Moore, the woman helping the guy out of prison. If it was the other way around and they got married, we'd be like,
would we?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Really?
No.
I'd be a little worried. Like, does she feel like she has to because this guy worked so hard and now she has to get married to him?
No, I don't think
okay,
so.
Okay, you don't feel like he feels indebted to her?
No.
It's like, okay, I better marry her now. She's done all this work on my behalf.
I mean, I think you just, you know, you never know when you're going to fall in love. You know, and they did. That is, it's a remarkable, remarkable story. And I can't wait to see that movie Buzzer Beater in 2024.
Half court shot.
The buzzer, first of the three-pointer at the buzzer, and then the buzzer of that, you know, the prison buzzer.
Oh, Ben, you son of a bitch. That's beautiful. Yeah. As he walks out of prison.
Yeah.
I mean,
full court press.
Full court press. Oh, my God. It's greatness.
Zone defense with Jada Pinkett Smith and Kevin Hart.
they're going to make Kevin Hart the guy.
We've already ruined this movie.
Yeah, we have.
Or just made it better. Maybe we'll be on the cast for that. All right. In college sports, the 2020-2021 men's and women's college basketball seasons can start November 25th, the NCAA Division I Council said yesterday. The council, following its vote, said no exhibition games or scrimmages can be held before that date, which is the day before Thanksgiving. NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Dan Gavitt said the new season start date near the Thanksgiving holiday provides the optimal opportunity to successfully launch the basketball season. And kind of a double whammy here. In college football, the AA insider Brett McMurphy tweeted late last night that the Mountain West aggressively exploring options to play 8-game fall season, culminating with the December 19th Mountain West title game, sources told Stadium. This would allow league to be eligible for New Year's Six Bowls. Not all schools might play, with Hawaii, Fresno, and Air Force being biggest unknowns for full season. So, looks like the Mountain West starting to think about it as all the other conferences are starting to change.
I got a few opinions here. Let's start with that football story. The most laughable line in that story is that, hey, and they'll finish in time to be eligible for a New Year's
right.
Six Bowl. Do you really think that when you're playing a Mountain West only schedule,
correct,
that anyone
minus
will give
three
you any,
teams
any credit, even if you ran the table and won every game by like a shutout of 50-0, that they're letting you in any of those bowl games? Who did you beat? Oh, you beat New Mexico and you
New Mexico
beat
State.
Colorado State. Congratulations! Enjoy. The Las Vegas Bowl again.
Guys, I'm sorry. We were going to put you in, but Hawaii and Fresno, they're not, and Air Force are not playing, so we're not going to be able to do
Part
that.
Two, and my first question was, well, does that mean that the Aztecs are going to need Dignity Health Sports Park in Carson a little earlier than they thought? And I think the answer is yes. Because I saw Kirk Kenny say, yeah, they say SDCCU Stadium's already out. They couldn't play this fall even at SDCC.
They want to.
So the Aztecs don't even have a home for these games if they do get started here in a month and a half or so.
It's literally drinking from a fire hose is what these guys are all doing right now. And you know, they made their decision, and now they're all going, well, wait, are we really – well, did we make the right decision? We didn't. Everybody else is playing. We don't want to be the last guy, you know, not playing. It looks bad if we're not playing. I don't know. Do you think they should just stick to their, you know, decision that
their
they
spring
made?
Spring season? Yeah. I think they should, simply because they're not, like, as I said, they're not missing out on anything. No one's letting them into the Fiesta Bowl.
You miss out. You miss out on some development and some recruiting and things like that, obviously. But I'm kind of the opinion that you made your decision, you know, and just kind of focus. I don't know. It feels like it's going to be thrown together.
The Big Ten already backed out on their decision yesterday officially. The Pac-12 is now getting closer to backing out on their decision not to play. So the Mountain West just doesn't want to be left out of the party.
Yep.
Where did the Aztecs
And then as for basketball, I guess that's smart. You know, you start at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
There's going to be no students on campus for like that next month and a half because it's winter break.
They're all going to go to their hometowns and then get COVID and come back with it. So
at the same time, and I assume there's probably not going to be any fans. Like, it's different even being outside playing football. You're outdoors. Basketball's inside.
Yeah, it is.
You're, you know, even in an arena setting, it's not somewhere I necessarily want to be with a bunch of other people during the year 2020. So that's a little worrisome for me.
All right, and finally, here's your headline. Burger King is selling a chocolate Whopper in Taiwan. The story coming from Nerdist.com. Burger King's slogan is "Have it your way," and that promise now has an all-new meaning for Taiwanese customers with a sweet tooth. The fast food chain is now selling a Hershey's chocolate Whopper, a burger slathered with both chocolate and peanut butter sauces. The newest addition to Burger King menus in Taiwan made its arrival on the first day of September. The limited edition special promotion burger looks like a normal Whopper, only this one has both chocolate and peanut butter sauce on it. The Hershey's
bun?
It's like it looks like barbecue sauce or ketchup, you know, that you just put on top of the patty and then sandwich it with a
bun. So it's a burger that has chocolate
it's
and peanut butter
real
sauce.
Beef
it's
burger.
Beef. It's not a chocolate
yeah, no,
patty.
It's a regular burger covered in chocolate and peanut butter sauce.
I've had peanut butter on a burger
I have
before.
As
it's
well.
Slater's.
Yes.
And it wasn't bad.
Local place. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
PB&J burger.
Yeah, PB&J burger. I've had it.
A little different.
It's different. Pretty good. Sweet, salty. You know, that's kind of the thing, but I don't know.
I mean, chocolate, you know, you've had a mole sauce. They do chocolate with chicken sometimes in Mexican food cooking.
Yeah.
But I am highly skeptical. It's the fast food. Other countries do the fast food bit.
They do. God, it feels like something they would launch in, like, Kentucky or something, but they
it was a
doing...
huge success so far in Taiwan.
Okay.
They said the... On launch day, the line outside a Tainan City store was more than 300 feet deep when the doors opened. The restaurant sold 506 of these strange burgers in one day, selling out 3 hours before they closed. Typically, they sell 55 Whoppers a day. They sold 506 on that day.
Wow.
There's
okay.
currently
well,
no word if
guys.
It's going to make its way to American Burger King's, though.
It won't. They never do.
It might.
It might.
Well, it might.
It might.
That is our Rhino Reports for a Thursday. Padres and N-Motive are teaming up to bring you the Fryer 5K virtual race. Fryer 5K, 3.1-mile virtual race with the option to run or walk the 5-kilometer distance on the treadmill, sidewalk, or trail. Register for just $39 and run at your own pace by Sunday, September 27th. All entrants receive a commemorative goodie bag, including a T-shirt, baseball diamond finisher's medal, branded hat, and custom race bib shipped directly to each participant. Funds raised will benefit the Padres Foundation's COVID-19 relief efforts, providing support for frontline workers and combating food insecurity in San Diego. Register at Padres.com/run. And speaking of the Padres, Woods, we will get into yesterday's game, our Padres wrap-up, 7-5 loss to the Dodgers, and really what I think was undoubtedly the most dismal all-around baseball game I have seen in 2020. I'll explain coming up after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.